Artichoke was the First Earth Battalion of Torture, a like-minded group of groundbreaking, out-of-the-box thinkers coming up with all manner of clever new ways of getting information out of people. An example. According to a CIA document dated 26 April 1952, the Artichoke men used heroin on a routine basis because they determined that heroin and other substances can be useful in reverse because of the stresses produced when they are withdrawn from those who are addicted to their use. This is why, Eric has learned, his father was recruited to Artichoke. He, alone among the interrogators, had a scientific knowledge of how to administer drugs and chemicals. And now, in 2004, this Artichoke-created cold turkey method of interrogation is back in business. Mark Bowden, the author of Black Hawk Down, interviewed a number of CIA interrogators for the October 2003 edition of Atlantic Monthly, and this is the scenario he constructed. On what may or may not have been March 1, 2003, the notorious terrorist Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was roughly awakened by a raiding party of Pakistani and American commandos. Here was the biggest catch yet in the war on terror. Sheikh Mohammed is considered the architect of two attempts on the World Trade Center, the one that failed in 1993 and the one that succeeded so catastrophically 8 years later. He was flown to an undisclosed location, a place the CIA calls Hotel California, presumably a facility in another cooperative nation, or perhaps a specially designed prison aboard an aircraft carrier. It doesn't much matter where, because the place would not have been familiar or identifiable to him. Place and time, the anchors of sanity, were about to come unmoored. He might as well have been entering a new dimension, a strange new world where his every word, move, and sensation would be monitored and measured, where things might be as they seemed but might not, where there would be no such thing as day or night or normal patterns of eating and drinking, wakefulness and sleep, where hot and cold, wet and dry, clean and dirty, truth and lies would all be tangled and distorted. The space would be filled night and day with harsh light and noise. Questioning would be intense, sometimes loud and rough, sometimes quiet and friendly, with no apparent reason for either. The session might last for days, with interrogators taking turns, or it might last only a few minutes. On occasion, he might be given a drug to elevate his mood prior to interrogation. Marijuana, heroin, and sodium pentothal have been shown to overcome a reluctance to speak. These drugs could be administered surreptitiously with food or drink, and given the bleakness of his existence, they might even offer a brief period of relief and pleasure, thereby creating a whole new category of longing and new leverage for his interrogators.